Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Shades of Life, Sublime Joy is in Living is the true story of a 15-year-old boy who suffers from a headache that none of the over-the-counter pain relievers can get rid of. A visit to the doctor for a quick checkup leads to a situation that no one could have predicted. The boy is diagnosed with a kidney disease that could slowly take him towards kidney failure, ultimately an untimely death. Thus begins the struggle for life for a teenager and his family. The book is the true story of Aditya, written from the perspective of his mother and the doctor, Dr. Mohammed Akmal. Dr. Akmal is a professor of medicine at USC Keck School of Medicine, has directed its dialysis program for more than 25 years, and a director of the USC DaVita Kidney Center. With us to discuss this inspirational true story, Shades of Life, Sublime Joy is in Living, is Dr. Mohammed Akmal. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
I'm delighted to be a participant in this discussion about this interesting story. And I'd like to say that I'm Professor Emeritus and Professor Medical Director of DaVita USC Kidney Center now, because when we wrote this book, I was active professor of medicine, tenure at Keck School of Medicine.
What a distinguished career you had and having. It's continuing with the work you're doing, including this book, and getting out there and giving hope to so many people who may find themselves in the situation this family did. I mentioned this is written from the perspective of the mother and from you, the doctor. Talk about the co-author of the book, the mother, and a little bit of background, because she went through so much to get her son through this.
In this story, there were three main characters. The young boy, I don't want to name him, you already mentioned, his mother and myself. Mother used to work for NGO, and she had two children. The older one was a year and a half older than Aditya, and she was really devoted mother, and it is shocking to see a 15 years old son or girl complaining of pain which cannot be relieved by home remedies, and you had to take the child to a doctor, period, and the doctor shock you by telling you that is high blood pressure, and after that investigations led to a diagnosis of kidney disease, which is a rare disease, and is called vesicoureteral reflux. And it occurs in 1 to 3% of children, period. And is one third of these children, particularly boys, if you see urinary tract infection, may alarm you that there is a problem. When they investigated, they found this rare disease, and unfortunately, it could have been detected earlier and could be fixed. Most of the children outgrow within 5 years, but some of them don't, and rarely can be found in adults. Their medical treatment and there are five grades, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 and 5 are the troublemakers. When you have grade 4, 5, that means severe disease that eventually lead to kidney damage and then high blood pressure and progressive disease. And this is what happened to Aditya.
That story is so told so well in the book Shades of Life. You'll find the book available, pageturner.us, wherever books are sold, website shadesoflife.org. We've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Mohammed Akmal, the co-author of the book, The Doctor, is our guest on the program today. Let's talk about how the family coped, how they reacted to finding out their 15-year-old son had a kidney disease, and then we'll talk about how he met the challenge. But the family, here's a story of a family really rallying around this. It's very inspirational, isn't it, the way they tackled this problem?
It was really a great challenge because fortunately, they were living in a city which could provide investigations, treatment, and dialysis, transplantation, all the things which are needed for a patient who may develop kidney failure. And mother took her to different specialists, and eventually it was decided that he had vesicoureteral reflux. That means some children are born congenitally and some have secondary due to other causes. The valve which connects the ureter with the bladder is incompetent. Instead of letting the urine go in one direction, there is backward flow too, because the valve doesn't close. Usually when the bladder is full, the valve is closed, so urine cannot go back. And this condition goes back, and continuously they can get infection, and the urine going up, which may be infected, cause damage and scarring to the pelvis and kidney, and eventually lead to kidney failure, and may be associated with high blood pressure, which in this case happened. The mother was very, very dedicated and concerned. She took her around to different places, and eventually it was decided that it is too late. His kidney function was getting worse, and they opted for kidney transplantation. His father could not donate because he had diabetes, and his brother was young. And mother did not want two children to have kidney problem, one with a kidney disease and other one donating a kidney. So she volunteered to have her tested, and they found that she could be a candidate, and she decided to donate the kidney. Another challenge came. Unfortunately, they found out that she had breast cancer. So she had to deal with that, had mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation. And during that period, she could not donate the kidney. And Aditya had to go on dialysis. So he was receiving dialysis. And when the treatment was over, and she was lucky and the family was lucky, they found out that she was in remission. And at that time, she donated the kidney.
It's a remarkable story. Shades of Life, Sublime Joy is in Living by co-authors Dr. Mohammed Akmel. He is our guest on the program today. Book available, pageturner.us, of course, wherever books are sold. The website on the book, and to talk specifically about the kidney disease issue is shadesoflife.org. We've got all that information on our website. How did you become involved? How did you get to see the family? How did you enter the picture?
He was an intelligent student. He wanted to add advanced education. There was possibility in his own country with very high standard technology schools, but he chose USC, where I was working. Mother came and talked to me about it. His brother already had a master's from USC, so they were very happy to come here. And then I agreed to take care of him. Unfortunately, something happened. They were on vacation in San Francisco area, and his kidney failed. And he was taken to Stanford, and where they initially treated him, and mother asked him to transfer to my care again, and we admitted to USC private hospital, and we did all we can good, and they had done kidney biopsy, which showed that he had rejection of 2 times, and we did all we could. Available treatment was given to him. Unfortunately, we could not save his kidney. Then he went back on dialysis, which was a really, really great challenge and unfortunate situation for the family.
We'll talk
and
about...
he was studying at USC. And USC school is a little bit farther from medical school. So he had to come for dialysis to our unit 3 times a week.
It's an amazing story of hope, of inspiration, of motivation. Shades of Life, Sublime Joy is in Living by a co-author, Dr. Mohammed Akmel, our guest on the program today. You mentioned dialysis. So many families are faced with this. What types of dialysis are there?
There are 2 types of dialysis, hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis. And in our country, USA, we have about 89% hemodialysis, about 11% peritoneal dialysis. Many other countries, they do more peritoneal dialysis. But here, hemodialysis is most common. For him, at that time, it was practical to do hemodialysis because he could come 3 times a week and get his dialysis, and at the same time, he can continue his study. Initially, he managed. He was very happy with it. Then, unfortunately, he also developed shingles during that period, which we call Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It affects the tympanic membrane of ears, lips, and tip of the nose. And we aggressively treated him. He improved, and we continued with this treatment. Finally, he opted for peritoneal dialysis because he thought it will be easier for him to do at home at night and at the same time study and during the time go to school, and it was a practical solution. So he started peritoneal dialysis under our care. He was trained in our facility and was very happy with it. And then unfortunate event occurred, which I can tell you after you talk to me.
The book is Shades of Life. It's a remarkable story. Dr. Co-author, Dr. Mohammed Akmel, is our guest on the program. What type, you've mentioned some treatments there. What kind of progress have you seen over your career in terms of transplants, of dialysis? What type of progress have you seen? You've been at the forefront and leading the charge from a medical standpoint in making this situation better.
Greater than 10% people have kidney failure, and worldwide, and 14% in US, every 1 in 7 person has kidney failure. And in England, chronic kidney disease, if you combine lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, is more than all of them combined. So it's underestimated. We have so many people, unfortunately, until they develop symptoms, it remains unrecognized. There are 5 stages, stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stage 1 is almost normal kidney function. 2 is a little bit less mild, and then 3, 4, 5, usually start having problems. Swelling of the legs, they may increase frequency or less frequency of urination, blood in the urine, and other symptoms. As it grows, goes into the different stages, patient develop more symptoms, bone pain, high blood pressure, and skin itching, dry skin, nausea, vomiting, anemia. All, unfortunately, chronic kidney disease, when it reaches that stage, renal disease, it affects every cell and every tissue in the body. Nothing is fair. So it's not, and the death from end-stage renal disease are more than the prostate cancer and the breast cancer. And unfortunately, most of the people in the world cannot afford it. Only few countries which can provide dialysis to their patients, which include USA, Japan, Germany, Italy, Brazil. And in the poor country and developing countries, it is not affordable, so only 10% people may get it, and most of them, unfortunately, in time,
yes,
pass away.
Sad statistics that they're not able to get this. It takes an emotional and financial toll. And as you're reading the story, this is a remarkable young man now, and he was able to complete his education. Talk about that and where he is now.
He was very happy with peritoneal dialysis. Unfortunately, even though we tell them, no pets, keep away from animals, and because you may get into trouble, their immune system is not perfect. So he was kind of lonely, so he had a cat, pet. I don't know what his name was, Gamu or something, Gabo. And he didn't realize that she was chewing on his tubes, you know, peritoneal tubes.
Oh, yes.
And that led to infection. He one night went to local hospital because he had fever, was throwing up, was sick. His mother came over, took him to local hospital, and then called me. I said, transfer him immediately to USC. And then we investigated and found that he had cat-related infection, which is called Pasteurella. And it took long time for us, putting tube in his stomach and removing all the junk and put an potent antibiotic. And fortunately, he came out of it safe and sound. And then he was waiting for a trial. He somehow got to Cedars-Sinai waiting list for transplantation. Eventually, his brother agreed to give him kidney. And problem is, once you have failed kidney transplant, your cells are sensitized, and it can create more rejection. But they had a very good protocol in which they give intravenous immunoglobulin before and after, and rituximab, and their protocol was for this kind of patients. Finally, he was taken to Cedars-Sinai. He had transplant donated by his brother, and it worked, and he was doing well. I was still following him. 4 days, he did his PhD 4 days before his transplant, and eventually he improved, and we followed him. He went to Edmonton, I think it was Calgary University somewhere, and they went through and drove through all the states, Washington State at the end, and he's still working there.
That's an amazing story on so many levels. Doctor, a couple minutes left in the conversation. What do you hope the reader takes away after reading Shades of Life? It's such a remarkable story, but there are life lessons for all of us in the book.
The one should not give up. One should persevere, particularly young people. You should not feel defeated. You should follow and remain ambitious. If you want to be educated, like Aditya did, through all these challenges, he completed his PhD, now he's Dr. Raghavan. Most people on dialysis, lifespan is 5, but we have seen people can live 20 to 40 years. One patient lived for 48 years. Similarly, the living-related life expectancy is 20 to 30 years, but we have seen patients live 48 years. So you can live even if there's no other choice. You have to dialysis, but the best thing is many people love transplantation because you don't have to go on the machine 3 times a week and continue medication, but you have to be religiously adhering to your therapy and take medication as advised and follow the instructions, see the doctor regularly, and then annually they do blood tests, sometime imaging tests when needed, and that's how it works.
The book is Shades of Life. Sublime Joy is in Living by Dr. Mohammed Akmal. That's AKMAL if you're Googling it. The co-author of the book, along with the mother of the 15-year-old boy, as the story started, the successful person now who's been able to do such a remarkable job with his life. But a lot of ups and downs all accounted for in Shades of Life. The website, shadesoflife.org, will give you more information. And this has been so helpful to families going through similar situations. Book available, pageturner.us, Amazon, usual places.
We have written another book on kidney disease. After that, who dies with chronic kidney disease as a sequel.
That's the sequel, and I'm sure you can find that. That's the name, and we'll have that up on our website
same
as
authors.
Well. Shadesoflife.org is a website that will give you information, and you can find all the information there, and it's so helpful. Our guest has been Dr. Mohammed Akmal. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and telling the story. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, the book is Shades of Life. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.